This episode of Typically Tuesdays may not be suitable for all listeners, as it discusses obsessive compulsive disorder extensively. We'll talk about contamination OCD and harm OCD in particular, and this episode also involves violent imagery and discussions of mental health stigma. If these things cause you distress, I hope you'll tune in next week instead. Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. I hope you qualify for OCD. It is endlessly inventive. Maria Bamford. I'm not Maria Bamford. I'm Leslie, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting on top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we're broadcasting on unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. The show, Typically Tuesdays, is produced on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the First Nations as being the original storytellers of these lands, as we tell stories on the show every week. And also, of course, they are the original knowledge holders of these lands, and it is through their stewardship that we are able to drop our own knowledge as well. And that's what I'm going to be doing today. I have been away for a little bit. You may be thinking, wow, where have you been? Where were you? I've been really sick. Let me just tell you what happened, basically. I need somebody to like revel and like just to just revel in this with me. So a few weeks ago I injured my back and I had neglected it. What happened thereafter was that the muscles in my back, my shoulders, and my neck started to tense up so intensely that for a good week, I could not stand up nor sit up without feeling nauseous and throwing up. I was bedridden for a whole week, and I had figured, you know, this is like a horrible like neck back issue, but I just want to double check. I went to the ER. The doctor diagnosed me with headaches, with tension headaches. He diagnosed me with a sore neck, and said, honestly, get a massage. And therein lies the reason why I've been away for like 3 weeks. Just the most uncool reason. When you are an office lady, you work in front of a computer all day, and you forget about protecting your upper back. You're so focused on your lower back and your hips, you forget about protecting your upper back, which causes tension headaches so awful that you cannot eat for a week. That is what happened to me. The message of the story here is to not neglect your upper back stretches, your shoulder stretches, know your neck stretches. Recovery so far has been some ups, a little bit of downs, and it's kind of sucked during this whole time because I've been like mostly at home not really able to enjoy the final days of summer, not even able to really enjoy the oncoming of fall, had a lot of issues enjoying Moon Festival as well, which is one of my favorite holidays. So it has really quite sucked, and it was also reflected in the show as well, because I had great programming planned for September, but I couldn't do it because that would require me to sit up, and I couldn't. I'm glad that I have made it to where I am now in terms of recovery, because I did not want to miss today's show. October 8th to 14th is OCD Awareness Week. It is a time of year when people who have obsessive compulsive disorder, people who have loved ones who have obsessive compulsive disorder, professionals who work with people who have obsessive compulsive disorder, make people aware of what obsessive compulsive disorder is. I think it's really important to do so, really enjoy debunking and destigmatizing mental health here. But as well, I think obsessive compulsive disorder is one of those mental health disorders that is actually it's actually a little bit more common than most people would think it is. And yet the discourse around it, the discussions around it by mainstream culture, are just so abysmally misinformed that, of course, this week has to be about debunking mythologies around OCD, of course. So that is the show today. I'm going to be talking a little bit about OCD, drop in some knowledge about the basics, and the music playlist of the program this week is fun and exciting as well, mostly because I have not really been able to listen to music for 2 weeks. The tension headaches, like the intense, like, I don't know, grip that my neck muscles had. I don't know. I've been so sore, and it has affected my neck so much that it also triggered some horrible tinnitus. I could not listen. I could not watch television. I could not watch movies. I couldn't listen to a podcast. I could barely hold conversations with people because all of the sound was disordered. Again, stretch your neck. Do not neglect your neck stretches. Do not neglect your upper back and shoulders. It's not fun if you do. So this is mostly just exciting for me because it's been a long time since I've listened to music. And it's going to be new CanCon and new Indigenous content. Lots of great stuff to get you into kind of like that fall mood. We're going to start off with an exciting new release by Shaylia, On the Low. Enjoy.
Come out of you. Miss you, come. You try to tell me keep my voice down. Don't bother, baby, they'll find out. You say I'm ruining a good night, but I don't really mind at all. You think I'd rather have a good time? No, I don't really mind at all. Take no time at all. Why can't I just know that nothing went wrong? Why is it throwing me crazy? Not thank you for caring. Eyes on me when I'm speaking. I'm not just one of your friends. Show some respect that you try to tell me how to act right, but I don't really care right now. You try to tell me keep my voice down. Don't bother, baby, they'll find.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was A Good Night by Looney. I'm Leslie, and you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF. Today's episode of Typically Tuesdays is about obsessive compulsive disorder. It is OCD Awareness Week, October 8th to 14th, and I really want to talk about it because I feel like, number one, destigmatize mental health, but number two, I feel like obsessive compulsive disorder is one of those mental health issues that's actually not as uncommon as people think that it is. According to the International OCD Foundation, about 1 in 100 American adults have obsessive compulsive disorder, and about 1 in 200 American teens and kids have it. And of course, that's not as common as like depression nor anxiety, which affects many, many people. But it's also not exactly a small number, right? 1 in 100 is actually quite a bit. It's actually, just more common than what a lot of people give it credit for. And then at the same time, a lot of the discussions, media representations of it are just so poorly informed that I think a lot of people who have OCD or have a loved one who has OCD or works with people who have OCD, maybe they're like a mental health professional or an expert or something like that, they would find it very, very, very frustrating to hear people like Khloe Kardashian being like, I love organizing. Some people think I have OCD. I better go see an expert about it. And that's just such a poor understanding of what OCD is. Obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, it is not an adjective. It is not a quirky personality trait. It is not something that is a blessing or a privilege to have. It is a very serious mental health disorder that can be very distressing, debilitating, and even disabling for people who have it. And so I gotta talk about it just a little bit because, you know, we're out here destigmatizing mental health on this program, kind of. I don't know. Let's kind of break down what OCD is. Let's start from the basics. So obsessive compulsive disorder is mostly made up of two things. It's also in the name too. So it's one, obsessions. According to the International OCD Foundation, obsessions are thoughts, images, or impulses that occur over and over again and feel outside of the person's control. Individuals with OCD do not want to have these thoughts and find them disturbing. In most cases, people with OCD realize that these thoughts are illogical. And then obsessive compulsive disorder is also made up of the other thing, compulsions, which, according to the IOCDF, are repetitive behaviors or thoughts that a person uses with the intention of neutralizing, counteracting, or making their obsessions go away. People with OCD realize that this is only a temporary solution, but without a better way to cope, they rely on compulsions nonetheless. Compulsions can include avoiding situations that trigger obsessions, they're time-consuming, and get in the way of important activities the person values. And I'm going to say, actually, OCD is made up of one third thing, which is that it is a disorder. People who have obsessive compulsive disorder, they are oftentimes totally consumed by their obsessions and compulsions. And it can affect the quality of their lives. It can also affect the health and safety of their lives as well, because of how poorly understood this mental health disorder is, to the point in which therapy for OCD is very, very inaccessible for a lot of people. Like proper OCD treatment. And the more that people talk about it in a way that is misinformed, the more stigma and the more misunderstandings it causes for the people who do have it. OCD, as mentioned before, is made up of like disturbing imagery and thoughts and impulses. What that basically means is that this is not, you know, a blessing. This is not like, again, it is not a trait that one would desire to have. Obsessive compulsive disorder is what people like, you know, psychologists, people, you know, what the people such as the psychologists and the psychiatric professionals, etc. What, you know, mental health professionals would call ego dystonic. And ego dystonic basically means that it is not in alignment with the person's values, nor identity, perhaps their worldview, their sense of self. In fact, they're opposite, which is what makes obsessions so distressing and disturbing for a lot of people. For example, I'll use Maria Bamford as an example. She talks about in her work, she talks about experiencing obsessions in which she could cause harm to her loved ones. And they're so horrifying because she doesn't want to. She has no intentions to do so. The thought of causing harm to her loved ones is actively disturbing. It scares her. And so in one of her, I believe one of her keynote speeches for the IOCDF conference, she talks about being the age of six, experiencing these horrifying thoughts and images and impulses of wanting to harm her family. And so she would sit on her hands all night and she would not sleep for the entire night. She's 6 years old and she doesn't sleep because she's so horrified of those thoughts. OCD, as she mentions, is endlessly inventive. You can perform those compulsions to try to make the obsessions go away, and once they go away, they're gonna come back in some form, oftentimes in a much more disturbing or intense form. Because the way that the OCD brain often works is that it relies on the thing, as in a compulsion, and then it goes, okay, that's fine then. But what if OCD is known by many people to be the doubting disorder, meaning that a seed of doubt is just constantly within you. And that kind of feeds into this horrible feedback loop that grows stronger and bigger and more intense of having obsessions, performing compulsions, having obsessions, performing compulsions, having obsessions, performing compulsions, until it just grows and grows and grows. And so in that way, I feel like, you know, doesn't really sound like a thing that a person who enjoys organizing might have because they enjoy organizing things. I love organizing my Oreo cookies because it gives me a sense of calm. I have obsessive compulsive disorder. It's not something that gives you, it's not something that you want. It's not something that you desire. And it is this common misconception, I think. And I think it's common misconceptions of what OCD is, how it manifests, and that it is potentially a good thing to have because, look, people like to organize and stay clean. They like to sanitize their stuff. They're so tidy. They're so, like, wow, they have such a neat home and stuff like that because of OCD. What a great thing. It is these ways of depiction of this debilitating, disabling, distressing, fear-inducing mental health disorder that makes it so that folks are not able to disclose to even their most trusted loved ones their experiences with OCD. It is through this that so many people do not know that they have obsessive compulsive disorder. And it is these stigmatizing discussions and representations in media that make it so that folks who do have obsessive compulsive disorder often find that they don't have a way out. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a bit. I got a little bit serious there. I want to share some great music from one of our hometown heroes, Haley Blaise. New album from her. This is a track called Beginner's Guide to Bird Watching. Get into it.
Came out late in black and blue. Do unto it as you say would do. Unto brothers, fathers, scale, and sister lifting up the veil. Still on my parents'
willing. Yeah, together. Hey, can you join in with me? Come on, you can do it. Quietly.
Alma's song.
Yeah.